It's the age-old question. What do you want to be when you grow up? When I was 7, I said, a teacher. When I was 9, I said, the President of the United States. Over the years, my answers have changed, but the question has always remained the same. A few weeks ago, however, someone posed to me a different question. We were chatting at a local coffee shop, when she looked me in the eyes and said, in 10 years, who do you want to be? I stared at her for a second, blinking. She asked me not what, but who I wanted to be. I had to think, who do I want to be? What do I want to be known for? What sort of principles will I follow? It's funny to think that these questions I pondered were the same questions our founding fathers were faced with when they set out to create a nation. Our founders had the unique privilege to decide not only what, but who we were going to be as a nation. George Washington said in his farewell address that it would be his prayer until his dying day that, quote, your brotherly affection may be perpetual, that the free Constitution, which is the work of your hands, may be sacredly maintained, that his administration and every department may be stamped with wisdom and virtue, that the happiness of the people of these states under the auspices of liberty may be made complete. In other words, the Founding Fathers dreamed of a nation that was forever free, never again submitting to be bound by the shackles of tyranny. They dreamed of a constitution that would be a just protector of the rights of mankind. They dreamed of virtuous citizens bound together in unity and brotherly affection. They dreamed of a vibrant democracy, a nation of the people, by the people, for the people. Perhaps Abraham Lincoln said it best. Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. This was the dream the founders had for our young country. This is the foundational identity of the United States of America. Yet, in moments of division, prejudice, or hatred, we've forgotten who we are. We've treated human beings as personal property. We've viewed women as second-class citizens. We've embraced segregation and discrimination. And even today, we allow political, social, and racial distinctions to divide us. We are not perfect. We are very far from it. But I think that what makes our nation so unique is that we can learn from our mistakes, pick ourselves up from the ashes of failure, and remember who we are and who we were meant to be. After a long history of slavery in America, we recalled that we are a nation dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. We were willing to fight a civil war to regain that identity, and brave men and women laid down their lives to make the founders' dream a reality. After being silenced for much too long, strong and courageous women fought and won the battle for the right to vote, furthering that vibrant democracy the founders envisioned, one in which a 9-year-old girl like myself could even dream of becoming the president. In the face of racism and hatred in the 20th century, men and women of color joined with others to remind us yet again of our national identity, ultimately achieving victories such as the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Even today, we are continuing to strive to reach that unity and brotherly affection that our founders envisioned. And now, after 7 long months of a grueling worldwide pandemic, our nation, like every other, is feeling the toll. Yet even in crisis, our nation has been able and willing to provide hope in the midst of a dark world. We have given extra medical and humanitarian assistance to more than 120 countries across the globe. We have not lost that bright spark of perseverance and determination which ignited fires in the hearts of Americans from the birth of our nation until today. We have not lost our freedom. We have not lost our spirit. We have not lost our identity. That's why I can proudly say that this country, my country, the United States of America, is the nation our founders envisioned. Sometimes we've forgotten who we are. But when we have, brave men and women have reminded us of our identity. So the next time someone asks you what you do or what you want to be, think instead of who you are and who you want to be. The founders decided who they wanted America to be. They designed us to be a free nation, a just government, a unified people, and a vibrant democracy. We are a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Let us never again forget who we are.